While we're talking education, let's hear now from a teacher. As parents across the country send their children off to school, Jeremy Glazer, who's been a public school teacher in Florida, offers these thoughts and a bit of advice.
Teaching is the hardest job I've ever had. In the midst of all the talk about schools and education policy, ultimately the classroom doors close and we, the teachers, are the ones in there with the children. We are the ones who think every day about those kids for the whole school year and for years after. I remember Catherine, the first student who walked into my classroom 17 years ago. I remember Ashley, who used to drive his desk around until I had an epiphany and told him to park, and he did. I remember Elvia, who wrote in a story, "The trees were sprayed with the scent of wonderful." I remember Denver, who died, shot while he was skipping my class. They are all in my head, and if I did my job, I'm in theirs. Our classrooms are places where learning can happen, where children can flourish. But they can't be the only place, and we cannot do it alone. We need your help. If a child can't read well, don't just blame the teachers. Help us surround her with books and with people who read. If a child can't do math, don't just blame the teachers. Help us introduce him to the music of numbers. And please, help us teach your children to think critically by thinking critically yourself. There are no quick, easy answers. Ignore anyone who tells you that there are. Good education is time-consuming, and it is expensive. And it is what all our children deserve.
Jeremy Glazer taught public school in Florida. He came to us from Here and Now contributing station WLRN in Miami.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.